I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me.
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Sega!
Hey, look at that. I'm back yet again. And I completely forgot to set myself to live on the IRC. Okay, well, welcome to yet another amazingly bad episode of RSN Live with your favorite buddy, Voice. Sorry, I got some typing going on here. So yeah, I'm back. I wasn't on last week due to the fact that I like money. And I like making money. So the chance came up last week to... I don't know if you're listening, but I'm not even... It's a weird, complicated setup I've got running, Jay, if you're listening. You know what? Give me a moment, and I'll link you to the... Wow, I really screwed myself on it. Okay, there's the link in the Skype chat. Speaking of chats, anyone who is listening, which, by the way... I am on IRC, for those who weren't paying attention, which is probably most of you, all one of you. It's hot in this room. Give me a break. It's like, what is it in here? Oh, I got 84 degrees in here. 84 degrees. So, it's going to be a little weird looking. And I've got the room door closed, so there's no place for the heat to... Anyways... IRC, I'm on both Afternet and Surreal Chat. Both of them can be reached irc.afternet.org or irc.surrealchat.net. Both places go to the channel RSN. Both channels are linked by a special happy bot. So, you know, go there. Be happy, I guess. Cool. So anyways... it's been an interesting week, hasn't it? I can't remember what happened last week, so I'm not even going to bother with that. But, of course, this week's big news, at least globally, in the gaming, the gamosphere. That sounded weird. anyways, yeah, this week, was the release of Meet the Pyro, which... I don't know, it made me laugh. That's pretty good. I am kind of a deranged person. So, I don't know. It just made me laugh. It's kind of my thing, my spiel. And in other news, for us in the U.S., that whole healthcare law got upheld. So I'm eagerly awaiting all the rants I will see on the various websites within the next few days. Apparently a lot of people are claiming they're going to move to Canada because of it. I don't think they thought this one through, because anyone who knows Canada knows they have socialized healthcare. But, well, a bunch of idiots. That's what we have. So, I'm just going to kick off with some music. Let me grab a, I was playing with my playlist earlier, so... Okay, so... move on to some Sonic music, and we'll be back. There we go. The me being monitored in my headphone is making me flub lines again. Oh well, I'll be back. After that music break, you know, a little explaining, watching, doing some random things. Although I know someone's going to take that out of context, but you know, considering it's on live stream, that'd make for very, very disturbing. That'd be a very disturbing show. I don't think I'd ever get anyone to watch again. I also think the live stream account would be banned. So, okay, anyways, I'm back. Let me get some water here. It's very warm out here in Illinois. It's like, last I checked, the heat index was, over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, which, since I'm bored enough, let's ask what Google has to say. What was it, 108? It's 42.2 degrees Celsius. I hate being able to hear myself over my headphones, and there's no way to disable that. So, anywho, where are my hands? My hands are down below where the camera can look. Don't worry. I have to keep the desktop open for live stream, so it's not like anything weird is going on. Yeah, the microphone constantly loops back to me. I like how I spent half of this show explaining why this setup is horrible, yet I keep using it. I think it's basically because it's free. So, it's more or less learning to ignore. Like, I have to listen in to make sure that the thing is still working, but, you know, learning to ignore that. So, anywho. So, yeah, like I said earlier, Meet the Pyro came out, and subsequently, the Pyromania update for Team Fortress 2. I spent a lot of time playing that this morning. By a lot of time, let's see what we got here. A grand total of... Oh, it doesn't say. I thought it was supposed to tell you how long you played. Okay. Well, I spent at least 3.5 hours playing, which for me is a long time on a computer. Especially since that makes a lot of heat get pumped out into this room. So, maybe I should put this on here, huh? There we go. It's interesting so far. Didn't take me long to get the Pyrovision goggles at all. Took me like 5 minutes, somewhere in that ballpark range. But now the whole thing is you know, getting the rest of it, like the rainbow gun, all that other fun stuff. One thing I did not like is I run a Team Fortress 2 server. It's it's fairly popular. Right now it's actually running, it's maxed out right now. You know, granted a major update just came out, so everyone is, you know, everyone's just playing the hell out of it. So yes, there is a rainbow gun. Trucky, I don't know if you watched the Meet the Pyro video yet. Yeah, like I said, it made me laugh. It's ridiculous to read it described. Yes, a trumpet that fires rainbows. It kind of feels like they took their inspiration from, like, what am I thinking of? Beatles, but, like, what am I, like... I'm trying to think of it. Well, either way, it's, like, the same animation style that they were using in Beatles Rock Band for the psychedelic scenes. It feels like they got their inspiration from that. Yes. My Little Ponies influenced it. Crazy. But anyways, like I was saying, what I didn't like is I myself and probably about 95% of the Team Fortress 2 servers out there run a mod system called Source Mod, which allows us to install fancy plugins, do things like Rock the Vote, which allows you to, you know, vote for the banning of players, or, you know, vote to change out the map that's currently in play. So, for some reason, I know what the reason was. I was running a very outdated version of Source Mod, and, yes, it lets you do shit. Anyways, I ran an older version, so when the update came out, it finally... The versions were so far gapped that my server got stuck in a crash loop. So, it lets you do 3 asterisks. Well, you know what? I'm not going to live within the parameters of Livestream's chat room systems. Oh no, that tears it. Well then, I guess I got about 15 minutes before I'm kicked off, guys, so. Anyway, so I eventually got that fixed, so. We're doing okay now. Except for the fact that I accidentally nuked my admin file. Very, very crazy. Oh, dear God. Now what? Open a new window. It's not opening in a new window. There we go. So, it's been interesting. And in addition to that, they released the Source Filmmaker. So now all of those, Gordon Freeman, Alex Vance pornos can become a reality. Yay! So, I can't wait to see that to happen. Somewhere Gabe... I'm hoping Gabe knew that that was going to happen. It's like the only logical conclusion from doing that. And not to mention all the other stuff you can import into it, because, you know, the Source Filmmaker, basically it uses the Source game engine to make videos, so anything you put into a Source game, you can use in the Source Filmmaker. So, there are Sonic models that have been ported over. I know there's, like, a Sonic Generations classic Sonic model. I'm not sure how rigged it was, though. That was me hitting my mic. Yeah, but with Gmod, it's really kind of very, very rough. And I guess that's the, well, Source Filmmaker is what was used to make all the Meet the Team videos. So, yeah. It's basically, as they described it, an entire animation pipeline condensed down into one program. Whereas normally you would have to have a whole crap load of different things to make it work, so it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens. Like, so you know, the Meet the Team videos were made in Source Filmmaker. The intros for Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2 were made in the Source Filmmaker. So, again, that should give you an example of the kind of quality you can make. That assumes you know what you're doing, though. So, it's yeah. There's so many shows that are just about Sonic that I gotta do something different every once in a while. It's like how there's 25 Sonic podcasts that are dedicated to the same thing, which is just Sonic news. So, you know, you've heard one, you've heard them all. There's really no difference, except for the ranting. Because everyone loves rants. Not that I'm putting anyone else down. See, they all got higher, you know, average listener counts than I do. I'm just saying, you know, there's already like a bajillion Sonic podcasts that are focused on that, so I'd like to be unique somewhat. Okay. What else was I gonna... Oh, I did hear that there was not gonna be any Steam sales. No Steam summer sale. Which is great for my wallet. That reminds me, tomorrow's payday. Alright. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. I have a very bad train of thought. Your messages aren't going through. Are you sure you just, you know, broke it? It's going through for me. 5 viewers. Actually, no. 5 viewers is not breaking a record. When I did the Sonic Dubstep special, that was like, I think I actually managed to hit 20. That was a record for me, 20. Let me go ahead and, because I have to find it now. Hold on. Bear with me. There it is. Bear with me. We're getting there. Is it going to show up? We'll find out. There it goes. Yeah, that episode was like, you know, 20 people. So I would consider that to be a the one to beat. Everyone seems to know more about how this live stream stuff works than I do. I'm just kind of fumbling around here. yeah. You know what? I think I'm just going to go into another music break. Let me get this guy down for a moment. And we'll just put this up. And I will go to a music break. So I'll be back in... How long is this next block? Let's find out. Oh, and I've got to find new tracks, too. Well, about 10 minutes. So, I'll be back.
Thank you.
All this fun stuff going on. And of course, I'm slowly but surely. Actually, not slowly. I'm quickly running out of things to talk about. Again, I don't really plan these shows out. I kind of just dive into it, and it usually leads to some problems. Oh well. That's also because I'm, like, monitoring, like, 5 different chats. I got multiple things going on here. Explaining my inner workings of my fancy radio setup. Actually, it's not really fancy. It's kind of a shoestring. Okay. Again, I suck at... I don't know how people... I don't know how people manage to do all this stuff, and it's probably a really good thing that I'm not, like, on the actual radio, just because of all that. Anywho. So, what else is going on? Of course, we were complaining about Steam. Not complaining. I actually wasn't complaining, because there's no reason to complain at Steam. I mean, it's pretty good. Let's check the chat. Nothing going on in the chat. Oh, well. Meh, I say. I know there's some people who kind of just listen in. I see that. I see that there's people listening. It says 4, but there's really 3, because that 4th is actually me on, in the live stream studio. What the heck? Where's my phone? I just heard a ding. Where'd the thing go? Oh, there it is. Sorry. Whenever I get a ding, I gotta check it, because who knows what it might be. Oh, great, another Man of Antori update. Okay, well, that's one thing I guess I complain about. They friggin' update Team Fortress 2 every other day. Oh, well. They'll just fix things, I guess. Fix and break things, that's what they do. That's their shtick. What was What was I going to talk about? There was something else I was going to talk about. No, it's been a long week for me, all right? That is... Oh, in-jokes are fun. And I'm not going to explain an in-joke, because then it's not an in-joke anymore. So. And this guy wants a link. Let me just get over here and get everything sorted out. So, again... Or what? Gabe's going to delay Half-Life 3 for another 2 weeks? And with that, he delays it for another 2 weeks. But I didn't make a fat joke. That's the rule. I didn't make the fat joke. All the crazy stuff going on. Seems like everyone else got more interesting things going on, and I got nothing. Well, anywho, as I was saying earlier, they're of course, this week was the whole, really is no Sonic news I could really talk about anyways. I don't really cruise. Here's the thing. I'm in the Sonic fan community, and I don't even really cruise the websites, so explain that to me. That's all I got. Anywho, like I was talking about. So, of course, me, you know, where I work, we have to have friggin' CNN on up all the time, or a news channel, and it gets annoying watching the news that much, so I tend to avoid the news. But apparently they were, like, Supreme Court was going over the whole healthcare bill. Republicans were so sure it was going to get knocked down, and guess what? It didn't get knocked down. And in addition to that, CNN and Fox News decided to go and recreate the Dewey Defeats Truman incident. In fact, let me see if I can find that image. Somebody, made an image specifically for this, and I have to actually get to the websites to find it. And let's see if I can... Oh, man, it's been too long. I don't, like I said, I don't have these all picked out, so let me just find the image and I will try to grab it. I'm looking over it. Oh, wait, here we are. So, like I said, Fox News and, well, you know, I've gotten to the point where, like, it's really hard for me to find a way to kill an hour with me talking. That said, let me grab you an image. Add new. There we go. This is what was put up today because of CNN and, Fox News, and for those who can't see it, it's a Photoshop of the iconic image of former President Truman holding up a Chicago Tribune newspaper that read Dewey Defeats Truman. They didn't get the memo that Truman won that election year. Anyways, so this has been Photoshopped to have Obama there holding an iPad up that's got the CNN headline of the healthcare bill being struck down as being unconstitutional. I got a cheap laugh out of it. That's how cheap I am. uh, Don't you love this elevator music? This elevator music's great. Let's go over here. Let's go to our old standby. I love my standby music. I also just realized I forgot to wear the Tails hat again. I apologize, Trekkie. Maybe next week. Maybe next week. No, put a little reminder up or something. Well, it's back there. I don't know if you can see it. You should be able to see it. It's right there in the corner, but I'm not going to go get it right now. That there's only like 13 minutes left anyway, so... Yeah. What else can I really say right now? I think it's also because it's really hot in this room that I can't really think well about what to do or say. I'll have to get him a tail. You know, I really could if I wanted to. I mean, they're like, what, $2? At any given show. So. Whatever. Let's see. What else can I do here? White tips. Two. Can we get the motorized too? I wanna have him like moving around like they do in the games. Even when he's standing still. Forever moving tails. I mean, if you're gonna do that, you gotta go full nine, right? Of course, then the electric motor shorts out, and your ass is on fire, and that's just no good. Okay, well, it's, let's see. Let's just add some music and get to another music break. This is about to stop anyways, so, of course, voice, RSN Live. I'll be back in a moment.
We'll be right back.
Well, you know, it's great. So once again, I've managed to blow through... How many minutes are we at here? Minutes. Well, we're at 15 minutes. Yeah. There's that DJ monitor again screwing me over. I'm getting better, though. I'm getting better. It used to be pretty bad. If I listen to the earlier episodes, it sounds horrible. But anyways, it's of course approaching that time where I'm gonna just end this show for the week. As far as I can tell, there is nothing that's gonna keep me from doing this next week, but anything can happen, and money's a good thing. So if I get overtime opportunities, I'm gonna jump on that. Just putting it out there. Or if I have like a family vacation kind of thing going on, because this show doesn't rule my life. I'm not, this show doesn't dictate how everything goes for my life. So that's why the show is so inconsistent, I guess is what I'm saying. It's because there's you know, this is just a side thing for me just to do. Okay, so anyways, it's of course time to wrap up. So let me find some wrap up music here. And of course, now the system wants to screw up on me. Let's see what we got. What do we got? We'll go with that. It'd probably sound weird, but whatever. So, oh, wow, 7 minutes. It's going to be an interesting outro. This has been Voice with, that's right, you missed the rest of the show, Rex. You missed the rest of the show. all right, so this is Voice, RSN Live, and hopefully I'll see you all next week.
are listening to RSN Radio.
You lame ass fuckers!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.